This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. As the 2010 census, currently underway, tries to enumerate the ethnic subgroups within the United States population, there is one minority that is being completely overlooked, the deaf and hearing impaired. Patricia Ann Boyd, a community advocate for equal accessibility, points out that this omission rests largely on a single widespread misconception, that because the deaf are not vision impaired, they should be able to read.
The assumption is that all deaf read, and some do, but some don't. As hearing people, we assume that the deaf can read voting registration forms and census forms, but a lot cannot. So for the ones that aren't able to read, they're missed. They just slip through the cracks.
Without getting into the reasons for this, which have a long and tangled history, in practical terms, it means that all those mailers and advertisements urging everyone to fill out and return the census forms are simply not reaching the deaf. Nor will a non-reading deaf person be able to fill out a census form, or even recognize it for what it is. And Boyd explains the usual follow-up steps will, in most cases, be equally ineffective.
If we do not fill out the form, then we have a census taker within the month knocking on our door wanting to know why, and they sit down with us and help us fill it out. The problem with that is that a lot of times the person knocking on the door does not know American Sign Language. And if there is a deaf person behind that door, what happens is that the person from the Census Bureau leaves because they can't communicate, and that deaf person never is able to participate. They just don't count.
Including deaf Americans in the census is important for the accuracy of the count, of course, but Boyd notes that it holds greater significance for the deaf themselves.
It is very important that the deaf self-identify as a cultural linguistic minority group. That's why it's important that the deaf are recognized as a minority group, because they have their own language, they have their own belief system, and they have their own culture. And so the language is very important for two reasons, for recognition and also for funding.
Without accurate data from the census, Boyd says, there's no good way to know just how many deaf and hearing impaired people there are among us. Incomplete figures from 3 to 4 years ago suggest they number a million or more across the country, with perhaps 1,200 in Santa Rosa, half that many in Petaluma. She's already begun a low-key effort to educate this area's members of Congress about the issue, in hopes that the governing statutes will be modified to make the 2020 census more inclusive for the deaf. At the same time, Boyd has been pressing her point directly to this year's census staff in Sonoma County and beyond.
I've had to shake the can pretty hard to get some response from the Census Bureau. But the responses that I've gotten from other census bureaus in other counties, they are all quite surprised. Just the education part of it, assuming that all deaf can read, assuming that all the deaf are able to communicate, they're just quite surprised that they were so unprepared.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.